Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, I literally had nothing to crack.
She had no.
Wow,
that's interesting. Did you just crack them?
I must have and not realized it. Literally, it's nothing. If you're watching, you can see that I'm trying and nothing is happening. I must have just done it.
Do you want to pray? That's not normal. Lord, we come to you with these knuckles.
With these knuckles. I cannot.
Not those kind of knuckles.
I cannot do it with you. What kind of knuckles? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I'm coming to you with the knuckles.
Like, oh. Yeah, do people say that? I'm coming to you with knuckles.
I don't know. They,
get this knuckle sandwich. Knuckle sandwich. Hey, what you know about this knuckle
sandwich?
What you know about this knuckle sandwich?
Man, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious. So shout out to everybody who doesn't like me cracking my knuckles anyway, because you didn't get to hear it.
Exactly. But they'll be back next week.
So lucky for you.
Because that's what we do.
Anyway, welcome, you guys. Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, laughter, and knuckle cracking.
And knuckle cracking. I am one of your hosts, Gabriel, also known as Gabe.
And I'm the other host, Chad, also known as Babe.
Yeah.
So jinx, Gabriel.
Oh, you can't jinx a sister.
But yeah, like I was saying.
So Babe started.
I started. Recording. If you're watching, you saw me start. Yeah. But if you're not watching, you're listening, then you didn't hear me.
I feel like you are off of the camera.
That's because you moved the whole camera, Shadow.
Well, I felt like it was off of me.
You're so cute.
Yeah, come closer.
So she moves it off of me to put it on her.
Okay,
all right.
And not just hey. Okay.
All right, she's.
It's Friday, you guys.
It's Friday.
Let's talk about the fact that we have been struggling this week. And we normally film this on Tuesday. It normally goes up on Thursday. Today, it's a whole Friday.
It's a piece of Friday.
And y'all just now getting a podcast. And I don't know if y'all going to get it today. It may be Saturday when this mug goes up.
We'll see.
We'll see how we feel.
But you're going to get it this week, though. So like I was mentioning that I'm tired. I need my energy levels to go up because I'm tired today because my son, he is a wild, crazy animal when he sleeps.
Yes.
First of all, so you get in the bed and he's next to you and then you feel him snuggle right up on you. Like literally like his entire body is touching my entire body. It's the cutest thing, but then it's also like, it's funny. I got to move. I need to be able to like breathe.
Yeah.
And he'll just be all up on you and he'll giggle when you say, really, Chad?
It's funny because Reagan does the same thing.
They do.
Like literally she takes up 3/4 of the bed.
It's hilarious.
And I have like this little slither of space right on the edge. You know what? It's so funny to me that we have never switched.
I know.
Or that we have never put the kids in the bed by themselves together. And we slept in the bed. So it's been almost six whole weeks that I have not slept in the bed next to my freaking husband, okay? Except for that last weekend because we had an Airbnb. But we all slept in the bed together.
The only night was the one night.
We had one night where it was just the two of us. But that is ridiculous. And if you are just now, if this is your first time listening to us and you have no idea why we're sleeping with our kids, no, we are not co-sleeping. Like, that's not what we do. But we've been displaced. No. We had a small house fire. We've been in a hotel for like 5-6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So now you're caught up to speed. But
hence why we've been sleeping.
Which it still doesn't make sense. We had a whole other room that we could have just.
I think that the other room. Our kids just
they just want to be where we are.
Yeah, took advantage of it and we let them. So
and I cannot wait to get in this good house so they can get in their own bed in their own room and I can have my space back.
That's right. She just wanted her husband back.
Well, that too. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
I get it.
Speaking of. Yeah, we were supposed to be back in the house. Like, we were supposed to be in the house.
Right this moment today, we should have been checking out of the hotel. Everything in the house, we've been unpacked and just
living.
Moving into a new house because everything's packed up.
Everything's packed up. Everything got repainted. The house looks amazing. I mean, the new paint.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it just looks amazing. It's amazing. We went with a lighter gray, so
it looks so it's clean, brighter, and crisp. It looks
clean.
Oh my goodness!
All of our things were off white or like a cream. It wasn't even off white. It was like cream. So like now everything is white. The trim
was it
the
cream
ceiling.
On the inside and cream on the outside.
You know what? Excuse me.
It's the ice cream paint job.
Hey, I can't deal with you. What was I saying? So now we went with like an extra white. Yeah. So like everything is so much brighter.
So
the trim and
nice.
The ceiling and
the ceiling too.
Oh my goodness! It just feels like a whole new house.
Man.
And now I'm just like, we also had our bathrooms painted. So looking at the bathrooms now, I'm like, oh, we got to remodel these joints because the tubs are also cream.
It's so interesting because they painted the side of the kids' bathroom.
It had like trim.
A white trim around it, which I didn't even know, honestly.
I didn't even notice
until they painted
it,
and all of a sudden the tub looks
extra dingy.
It looks, even though it's clean, it looks dingy.
Yeah.
Because it's not white. It's off-white.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we definitely gotta.
So there'll be some remodeling in both.
Remodel the bathroom.
You know,
now.
Both bathrooms. Our master, like the, our bathroom will be first.
Which is what we wanted to do anyway.
Anyways,
like the kids' bathroom. I mean, the shower curtain covers it, so you
think,
don't see the tub.
Yeah, and I think eventually for us, if we do something in theirs, it'll probably be obviously the cabinets.
Yeah.
And clean that, you know, make those, maybe paint them or just get new ones. A new counter there, and then if we do another tub, it would be like a deeper tub, I think.
Yeah, probably just like a deeper.
Because it's like a standard tub, you know, and they're not very deep, if you think about it, you know?
No, they're not.
So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But we're not back in there.
We're not. It's a strange turn of events. I don't even know if we want to tell you all the things that have happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it, but...
Yeah, it just...
There were delays.
There were delays. Very unexpected. Like, just the craziest of delays.
Like, you'd never be able to even guess what happened. So,
and if you guessed and you were right, you wouldn't believe that you were right.
You were right, So, it pushed back our carpet installation.
Till today.
Yes.
They're finishing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be cleaning again. So, like, you know, because after you paint, you know, obviously when you paint the entire house, there's going to be paint dust.
Yeah.
So they're coming back today. The same cleaners are going to clean the entire house top to bottom, clean the carpets, you know, anything, all the carpets, just again, even the new ones, just to make sure that they're, you know, they're nice and clean and fresh.
Then they bring our stuff back Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday. Right now, Tuesday, they're supposed to bring all of our stuff back along with our textiles. They brought back some of our textiles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday. So then we should hopefully be able to check out of the hotel Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And be back in our
goodness.
House. Which will be, it'll be so weird being back in the house, but it'll be awesome.
It'll be amazing.
But then we're just going to have to go box by box and just, you know.
You gotta go potty. Okay. Okay, we're back, but I don't even remember what we were saying. What were we saying? Do you remember?
I don't fully remember.
Okay.
But
well, let's cue the music.
I'm not even ready. See? Because I'm trying to remember what we were saying.
I know. Now I'm like, what were we talking about?
See? Look. Not even ready.
I don't even remember.
Daddy. Yes, baby. No more fire in the house.
No more fire in the house.
Dance was on point today.
Man, it was on point. If you ain't watching, you got to come
God.
And watch.
I don't care what anybody says.
Cause you got to pause it and go watch so you can see the dance because we was on it.
I was on it today.
We were in.
She's always sync. She was always on it. Yeah. So bye. If you didn't watch it,
I can't deal with you. I don't remember what we were saying, but you guys, it's just been so crazy. I will say that this whole situation has made me reconsider selling.
Yes.
I was like, Lord, are you trying to tell us that we need to sell our house?
Yeah, maybe
like,
maybe that means we're supposed to sell.
What is happening here?
I don't know. But yeah, we...
Oh, my goodness. It's the craziest thing.
It's the craziest thing. So yeah, I don't know. So if we... So don't be surprised if we start looking at houses. If you hear us looking at houses, because we don't know.
I don't. Like, it's so interesting. I was, like, talking to my friends about it and telling them about it. And they were like, well, I mean, you could just be looking again. But here's the thing that I have settled in my mind. I don't want to sell my house to just buy another house. Like, I want to build
my forever home.
So it's like, if I'm not ready to do that yet and spend that money to build this home, then I don't want to just sell my house to be in somebody else's house. Like, I mean, but it's a great time to sell.
Yeah, right now.
Our neighbors are like putting their house on the market for the weekend.
Just because they think it'll sell?
Yeah. Like, and at this point, they can get a great value.
Like, as of right now, our house. Just a little estimate that our lenders mm-hmm. send us every month or so. Literally, our value of our house is about $80,000 more than what we paid.
Mm-hmm.
Probably $100,000 plus more than we owe.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even include all that stuff. So potentially, mm-hmm. we could make a really pretty penny on our house, and you know, throw that towards buying or building a brand new house, and probably, you know. I mean, so that's the thing. It's like, do we want to do that? Like, I don't know. We'll pray about it. We'll talk about it. We'll consult others about it. We just don't know. This was not expected.
It was unexpected, and I just don't know. Yeah, it's hard to talk about it without telling you what happened. But I don't want to. I don't know how I feel about that.
We're still processing. Yeah. So.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll keep you updated. Maybe one day we'll tell you what happened.
One day. One day.
But yeah, we're gonna get back in there. Then it's like
on our retirement whole episode.
House,
we'll tell you.
Our retirement episode. Our whole house has been repainted. All new carpet. It's already packed up. It's like the perfect time to. I mean, aside from the basement. The basement is a hot, trashy mess, but. Oh, yes.
It's a hot, trashy mess.
It is.
It's a hot, trash dumpster fire.
It is a dumpster fire. I love my home, though, so I'm going to go up in there, and it's just going to be, like, brand new, okay? Yeah.
But, yeah.
So.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just interesting, y'all. But before we
go any further,
let's go ahead and jump into our first sponsor, a new sponsor we've never talked to you about. Mm. And their name is Hydrant, H-Y-D-R-A-N-T, Hydrant. So if you guys know us, you know that drinking water is something that we try to do plenty of because, you know, it's, you know, drinking enough water is critical for your healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Increases your brain power, boosts your productivity, prevents headaches, and increases your focus. It improves your skin and mood. It helps your digestion and gives you energy. It prevents bad breath. See, look, you get stinky breath because you ain't drinking enough water, see? And it can even help you lose weight. Ain't that the truth? So Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has the four essential electrolytes your body needs, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and it packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. And Hydrant is backed by research. The formula has developed by an Oxford scientist. Made with real fruit juice powder, it's delicious and refreshing and comes in a variety of flavors, including new keto-friendly lemonade and pink grapefruit with no added sugar, only 2 grams of carbs. So the orange mango is one that I'm excited to try. I haven't tried it yet. I'm excited to try it because the flavor sounds amazing. It
sounds good.
It sounds really good, but they do have a lot of different flavors, and so we have all of them, so we're going to check out all of those. Hydrant just introduced a new immunity line available in either lemon ginger or hot apple cider. Well, that's right there. Apple cider. We want to try.
Yeah.
So there's 1,000+ milligrams of vitamin C plus B6, B12, and D, essential vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes with ginger and zinc. Strengthen your routine no matter the season. It's total immune support. So that's pretty awesome. Plus, it's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself. Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply. Save even more with a monthly subscription. So the special offer for you guys that are watching or listening, you can actually save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/LMO or enter our promo code LMO at checkout. That's drink, D-R-I-N-K-H-Y-D-R-A-N-T LMO and enter promo code LMO for 25% off your first order. DrinkHydrant.com/LMO and enter promo code LMO to save 25%. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Again, Hydrant, where water meets wellness. So check them out, y'all.
Yeah.
Check them out.
All right, let's get into some of these questions.
Yes.
Questions. Oh, before we get into that, can we just talk about how important it is that you get out and vote? I just want to throw that out there, that y'all all need to be at the polls in November, okay?
Yes. Because you know what? I noticed something that is a very crazy thing to notice.
What?
That, like, and I don't really care about, like, Instagram likes or stuff like that. It's not everything. But I noticed that my post I did about voting got significantly less likes. Mm. And so it's interesting because then I started doing some research on other, you know, posts that people have done about voting. And their likes were significantly less.
That is really interesting.
So it's you know, there's a few different things. One, are you taking the time to read the message of the person that you're following? You know, like, what is the message there? You know, like, or is there some kind of like algorithm thing?
Did you have like voting in the hashtags or anything like that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just interesting because I'm like, you know what? The two top things right now would be, you know, Black Lives Matter and voting.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm gonna have to share that picture.
And it's just interesting that it seems like those two hashtags, you know, are not getting the attention that they deserve. Because, I mean, yeah, voting right now, y'all.
If you watch that debate, honey.
If you watch that debate,
still don't feel like voting is important.
Yeah. I mean, y'all know which side we voting on.
We're not Republicans.
Yeah. We're voting. I mean, we'll just put it, we're voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And it's not even about for us. I mean, we are Democrats, but it's not even about this election
voting
for us.
Voting for the party.
It's not about voting for the party.
Yeah.
It's about voting for who we think is the better person.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect person.
Right.
The better person.
Definitely not perfect.
So,
it's rough in these streets.
It's rough in these streets, and you know, and just you have to just think about your vote is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, nobody can tell you how to vote or who you should vote for, and that's not the point. The point is just to say you cannot. November 4th comes, you cannot complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you didn't go out there and you didn't vote or you didn't
exercise
your right to vote,
yes,
then, you know, your complaints are going to fall on probably deaf ears because you could have helped.
Yeah.
You know, or you could have done something to affect change. And that's I'm glad it's you brought crucial. That up.
Yeah, I don't really care for politics. I don't like to talk about them. I don't really care about it.
Politics are annoying.
I'm not a fan of like watching debates and stuff. But I actually sat and watched the debate with Babe and I was just dumbfounded. Like literally this is what we got to work with here? Like literally. Come on, America. Like
I
was at a loss for words. I was like, wow. So I'm very interested to see how the vice presidential debates will go. And how the follow-on presidential debates will go.
If the next one happens, because now
homeboy got COVID.
Got COVID, so.
Lord, it's just a lot going on. It's so much going on, y'all. It's crazy. 2020 has been
just a
whirlwind.
Yeah, just get out. Just you know, if you're on the fence, do your research.
Yeah.
You know, don't listen to outside noise. Just look at the facts for yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice.
You don't, because the outside noise, you're going to get someone that's for somebody, you're going to get somebody that's not for somebody.
Mm.
Just block that out and then go and just listen to clips of both candidates.
Yeah.
Listen to what both candidates are saying they're going to do. Make your decision off of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm saying for me, an informed decision is an informed decision. Okay, let me say that better. So, an informed decision that you've done the research on. So you're you informed yourself of what you're deciding. Like, you know, here's how I came to my decision.
Yeah.
It's better than being informed by others to make your decision.
Yeah.
Because, and we all know somebody like that. I know I got people like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my family that don't do any research, but they're just going to vote the way somebody else is voting. Yeah. And I'm like, you should just do the research yourself.
I mean, I've done that before.
Me too.
I don't care for politics. Like, I don't think until I got older, like when I first started voting, I was just going off of, you know, voting how I saw my mama vote. Honestly, I guess this is what we do. So,
no, it's true.
You know, as I've gotten older, I've had to you should probably actually research and know who you're voting for and what they stand for and all of those things. And so we've all been there.
And in 2020, it's very easy to research the candidates.
Yeah. Oh, at this point, like, there's no, it's information everywhere.
Everywhere. Information overload. You should be able to watch a few videos of each candidate and be like, okay, which one do I like?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been paying attention for the last 4 years.
And which one is going to be the best fit for the country as a whole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes.
That was a slight tangent, but I wanted to make sure that we put that out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Not telling you who to vote for, just vote.
We're telling you who we're voting for, and we're telling you that it's just important to get out there and vote.
So. All right, now we're going to get into these questions.
Which question do you want?
Give me page 210.
210, where you been?
Did you get my message?
I'm going to do my finger. Stop. Tell me
that
to
was the
stop,
slowest.
Stop.
I said stop. Long
I wanted
time
to sing
ago.
The whole song, though.
Oh, I was like, that was the slowest. He was like.
Would you rather be sick at home for a week or in the hospital for 2 days? What?
Reagan.
Go get some tissue, baby. Stop.
Okay, so would I rather be sick at home for a week
or in the hospital for 2 days?
Well, I'd rather be neither, but I mean, I'd rather be at home because then I'm not racking up unnecessary hospital bills because they are outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
Even when you have insurance, they're outrageous.
It's crazy.
Like, our healthcare system, that's a whole nother topic. Like, yeah, no.
It's just broken.
I'm not ever a fan of
it's been broken for
being in a hospital.
Probably as long as we've been living.
I've stayed in a hospital for a couple of days. I've had 2 children, and it's just, ugh. It's not fun. Like, hospital stays are not fun.
No, especially when you're in there, you know, like, if you're in the hospital because you're sick, you're not able to do things, get out, like, you're in the hospital. Like, you know, so it's...
No thanks.
No thanks. And then especially,
I don't know who would pick that they'd rather be in the hospital.
Yeah.
You gonna give me a number?
Let's go with,
You gonna give 202. Me a number. A number.
202. Stop.
Do you prefer summer or winter?
Summer.
Can we get a better question?
Okay, go ahead and get a better one. Stop.
Who cares? What cares do you wish to drop? What cares do you wish to drop? That's an interesting question. Like things you'd just rather not.
I think, what cares I wish I could drop was I don't know if these are cares.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they could be. Me caring about, if we have something that we, if I dream of doing or I have, a goal or something I want to make, and then I let these cares or these feelings of fear, of failing, caring about failing when... You know, I mean, Michael Jordan, I just saw on Instagram today, you know, he talked about he missed over 9,000 shots. He lost over 3,000 games. But he said that the reason he succeeded is because he failed so many times over and over and over.
That's smart, yeah.
You know, and big CEOs talk about it, you know, like they talk about they failed over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And now they're, you know, successful CEOs of really large organizations because they failed.
Yeah.
So just not caring about failing, like your goal is to never fail.
But it happens.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to launch a company, you're trying to launch a product, or you're trying to write a book, or you're trying to, whatever it is, just go for it and don't care about the what ifs.
That's true, because what if is a what if. It can go either way.
Exactly. It can go.
You never know which way it's going to
be a good
go.
What if or a bad what if. Yeah. But if you just sit there and think about that and you care about that more than you care about
doing
it. So I want to release those cares.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
You know?
It's always that fear of failure. Oh, my goodness. Especially, like, if you do it publicly. Like,
yeah. But here's the thing. You're failing if you don't do it already.
Right.
If you wanted
like
to do it.
You've already failed yourself by not even trying.
Exactly. You've already failed. So
that's a good point.
Yeah. So that would be it.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. I think we should do more questions.
Okay. What more questions you want, Shouty?
Give me something good. I need something good. I'm so over this book. This is the only book that we had in the hotel. So I'm really ready to, like, switch books out. But, oh, what is this red sections? We've never done these red sections. Ooh, we should do like rapid fire style. Ask like all
okay,
the red
here we
questions.
Go. Okay. If you could choose, would you live your child over again?
Would I live my child?
Childhood over again.
No.
Have grown up in a different decade or era?
No. Even though it might have been fun to grow up in the 70s. But no.
Have been a more competitive kid?
No.
Have learned more in the classroom of life than in school?
I think I did a pretty good job at that.
Have been a leader or a follower?
Leader. So, I don't really understand. Am I choosing one? Or is this a would you rather? Like, I'm so confused.
The or, yeah.
Oh, I guess it is if you could choose.
Yeah. Ouch. Take back, you okay? Take back something you did. If so, what?
Yeah, I'm sure there are multiple things that I would take back that I've done.
If you don't know that, which one?
I mean, it's too many.
Have been nicer to your parents?
No, I think I've been pretty nice.
Have changed your appearance?
Oh, sure, yeah. Especially when I was younger.
With the straight Jerry curl.
Why you gotta talk about my straight curl, though? Apparently, I was not alone. There was a couple people that said they had a straight curl.
Have made more friends?
Mm-mm.
Have had more belongings?
No, I don't need nothing else.
Okay.
I don't feel like that was a choose, though. That was weird, because it wasn't like a this or that.
Well, yeah, I can't make it up. I can't make it be something.
Where's another red section? Let me find another red section for you. Okay, so these are cool. What is your favorite love story?
Titanic.
You were supposed to say Us.
Oh, well, I thought you meant like a movie, but my favorite, I mean, obviously.
The story of Us is your favorite love story, okay?
So my favorite movie until we make our movie is Titanic. But no, our favorite love story in general is obviously Gabriel and I.
Favorite first date story? Us again.
Us again.
Blind date story?
I don't have a blind date story.
Love song and the lyrics in the song you like best. What?
Let me love you down.
Oh, that's your jam. That is babe's jam. Ready for the world.
Ready for the world.
Man.
Yep.
Type of kiss.
Can I say that on air?
I don't know if I can say that on air. Kisses down low. No.
Yeah. From under kiss? I don't know.
From under
kiss. Yeah, kisses down low. But no, absolutely.
Kind of date.
Like, I mean, just... If it's my favorite date, it would be like
a movie.
Dinner and a movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be. Indecent proposal.
I mean, can I... Indecent proposal, I mean...
I feel like that kind of explains it all, right?
I mean,
it's indecent. That's so funny.
Let's try this tonight.
Oh, this one's fun. Would you rather...
Okay.
Would you rather... Fail in business and be bankrupt, or fail in marriage and be divorced?
Fail in business.
Yeah. Deliver pizzas or babies?
Deliver pizzas or babies? I mean, babies.
Yeah. I would rather deliver babies, too. I mean, I am so fascinated by...
Yeah, to be a doctor that delivers, you know, like that.
An OB, like...
That'd be dope.
That would be awesome,
That's a big thing. Yeah. Lots of responsibility.
Take care of animals or people? Ooh.
For me... Part of me says animals, part of me says people, because I love animals too. Like, I think I've always thought I'd be like working at a zoo or you know, but probably people.
Yeah.
Probably people. Probably.
I'd say animals.
Yeah, probably people, I would say. That's tough though, because I mean, animals are dope. I've always really been fascinated with like sea life.
Yeah.
So like, you know, working at like a marine biologist or something like that would be really cool. You know,
that's
like
good, yeah,
you know, working with like dolphins and whales and things like that, so that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, Yeah, I think of, when I think of it, I say I automatically go to animals because it's like, I think of like nursing or, you know, taking care of like sick people. I don't know that I'm cut out for that. Like,
yeah, that would be the hard part of yeah. if you're dealing with people, is because you're dealing with also, you know, the negative sides mm-hmm. of people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, losing their lives and stuff like that.
Work for FBI or NASA?
NASA.
FBI.
I always wanted, I had a chance. I actually had a job lined up with the FBI.
You should have taken it.
Nah. No, because the pay wasn't right.
Oh, no. I mean, feel like it'd be fun.
Yeah, the pay wasn't right. Yeah. In order for me to get to what I wanted to do.
You had to do.
I had to start at a lower pay, and yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because I would have took like a gigantic pay cut. Mm. It just wouldn't have been worth it.
It wouldn't have been
worth it. And we wouldn't have met, because I wouldn't have been.
Mm. Well, good looking exactly. out. Good looking out. Be a dentist or a dress designer?
A dress designer. I'm not trying to be in nobody's mouth, okay? I'm about to.
Dentist. You know, I have a love for dentists, because you have got to be a special type of person to be in the inside of somebody's mouth all day. Like, yeah. I
respect you.
Could not do it.
I respect the war that you deal with every day. But I am not interested.
Couldn't do it. Yeah, no, thank you. And just, I can't even, sitting at the dentist and listening to the sound of the drill is the most anxiety-inducing thing I've ever experienced in really? My life. That's like, so funny. The drill just makes me nervous. It's like I'm on edge waiting for it to, like, hurt or for them to, like, nick me or something. I just, maybe it's just me, but I be tensed up so bad. Like, being able to hear it
yeah.
is just, I can't stand it. I literally cannot stand it. Oh, man, I just lost the whole page. Oh, okay. Anyway, be a cartoonist or a sports columnist?
Cartoonist. Yeah.
Really? I thought, I just knew you would say sports columnist.
You know, here's my thing about sports column. I mean, here's my thing. I've always loved to draw, so that's something I want to do. I want to do more of.
That's true.
So I used to draw a lot. I used to draw a lot of, like, comic book characters. Like, Wolverine and Superman were, like, my two ones that I always drew. And Black Panther and then what was the other one? Gambit from X-Men.
I was like, who was Gambit?
He's the one that threw cards, playing cards.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he, so those are like my four favorite to try to draw. And I only drew, you know, really only tried to draw them. That was the funny part. Even when I was in the hospital as a kid, mom would go down to the gift store and would buy me decks of cards that were all like, you know, Marvel characters.
Oh, really?
Or DC characters.
That's cool.
And then I would try to draw them.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, but so basically cartoonist would be my okay. I think that would be fun.
Work hard to gain what you want or have it given to you.
Work hard.
Daily shouting.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah. It's just something about the hard work, man. Something about doing something and then getting it done, and just that sense of accomplishment is just you know, it's nothing like it.
You can't replace that.
You can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, you nobody can hold over your head that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's you. Like, that's no. True. Like, what, you know.
Yeah. Be a police officer or a firefighter?
A firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean.
Do you remember when I wanted to be a police officer? I legit wanted to be a police officer.
Well, your mom was a police officer.
My mom was a police officer growing up. It would make sense. So I really, like, really thought about it. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
I should be a police officer. Yeah.
You know, because you saw that, right? So for me, a firefighter, you know.
You can head it.
I mean, I always liked, you know, as a kid, I wanted to slide down the pole, you know, like, as. And then as, you know, as a...
You do realize there's a lot more to firefighting than sliding down the pole.
As a kid, though, that was what was cool about it, right? But then growing up, you know, like just the, you know, I thought hanging out with the guys, working 24-hour shift, you know, hanging out with the guys at
the
firehouse.
That sounded fun?
Yeah, absolutely. Like just hanging out with the guys, just, you know, working out with the crew, playing video games. And then you get to go out and, you know, save people's lives.
No, that risk is way too great for me. I mean, when you look at the risk with police officers, too, I mean, it's a risk either way.
I mean, there's a risk in any job like that. But, yeah, so I would say for me, definitely.
Interesting.
Firefighter.
A librarian or a chemist?
I do love my leather-bound books, The Smell of Rich Mahogany. But maybe a chemist, because then maybe you can create something that helps people.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, librarian, I like books, but I'll just go to Barnes and
Noble. Librarian always seems like a boring.
It just seems boring.
It does.
Like, so for me, I think that, yeah.
But I guess if you really love books, then maybe you enjoy that.
Yeah,
you
know? Maybe, yeah. So.
Work outdoors with your hands or indoors at a desk job?
You know, it's interesting. I used to work outdoors with my hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I wanted to work indoors.
And then you got indoors.
And then I got indoors. I'm like, I want to work outdoors more. Because, like, yeah, it's just something about being outside and you know, being in nature, being in that, you know, I really believe has healing benefits to it. I think that, I mean, like, you know, you like getting out in the sun, getting out in nature, you know, getting fresh air. I just truly believe
yeah.
I truly believe that there is, like, you know, benefits to that, you know, like, you know, whether it's your mood boosting or
that's true.
Obviously the sun's good for you, not too much sun, but you know, the sun is good, you know, vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, and but yeah, I don't know. I think that I would love to find a way to get back outside more and
you can work outside at your own desk. How about that?
Well, that too, but also working with my hands means like
doing things.
Building things. Yeah. So I have a few projects that I want to do and try to build and because I used to do that when I was overseas. So I used to build stuff. So I don't know. It would be kind of, you know.
That's a tough. I don't want to work inside of nobody's desk. As long as it's my desk and I'm controlling what's happening, I'm there.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I'm definitely not working outside. I'm not cut out for that.
You're so cute.
Receive daily encouragement from your boss or a 5% raise. Give me the money. I don't need the encouragement.
I would say the encouragement.
Because, words of affirmation.
Yeah, well, that one too, but also remember, money doesn't make you happy.
It's true.
Money is not.
But I want the money.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Money's good. But if you get the encouragement for your boss, then that must mean that you're doing a good job. And that could turn into more money and higher positions at a later point in time. It's about longevity and future projections.
Okay.
Versus a quick 5% increase right now, but your boss never says jack squat to you. They don't even know who you are.
Well, I think it depends on the person. I'm okay with that. I don't need you to give me praise. Like, words of affirmation is very low on my love language. So
True. That is
interesting. Yeah. Which one would you rather? Any of these. We'd love to hear your answers.
Yes.
Work for a pleasant boss or for yourself? I think we know the answer to that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to work for nobody.
Yourself.
Work at a job that was challenging or one that was easy?
It's got to be challenging.
Yeah.
Easy is good for the first maybe 6 months to a year. And then after that, you're bored.
Yeah, that's true. Would you rather be a farmer or a politician?
I would probably say politician.
You used to want to be a politician. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you still have aspirations of that?
I mean, not on a national level.
Yeah.
It would be local.
Local level.
Because I think that you see the true nature of the majority of the politicians that are in the Senate or the House. You see how they vote towards things. And when you vote on party lines every time, I'm sorry, but there's no way that you are taking care of your constituents if that's what you're doing, because I guarantee you that they're not expecting you just to vote red or to vote blue because you're red or blue. It's like, it's literally like, you know, it's just ridiculous. And so I just couldn't play that game. Like, I couldn't be the guy that's for one party but only votes that way, even if I think the other party has a good idea. Like, it's about the American people, not about your side.
Party lines.
About party lines. And that's the crap. There's no partisanship. There's no bipartisanship. It's all about, you know, I'm red, so I'm gonna stay that way.
Yeah.
You're blue, so you're the enemy. It's like literally like you're the enemy.
Yeah.
Like, and if you cross the line and agree with the other side, then you're like the bad guy. But no, you're not. You're not supposed to be taking care of each other. Oops, sorry. You're not supposed to be taking care of each other. You're supposed to be taking care of the people that elected you.
Right.
So, yeah, we go all day on this.
Okay.
So,
right up his alley.
Have
a higher paying job and travel 50% of the time or an average paying job with no travel?
If I can travel with my family.
Give me all the travel.
Well, then we can travel. But if I can't travel with my family, then
stay
at home.
Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be highly educated or highly successful?
Successful.
Yeah.
I just want to be successful.
Last one. Would you rather play more or accomplish more?
I mean, that's a tricky question.
It is.
Play more? If I've gotten done what I need to get done, then I can play.
Right. Work hard, play hard.
But, like, what am I trying? I don't know. That's, for me,
it's a weird.
I'm going to say play more. Yeah. Because that means living, loving life and living life to the fullest, having fun, playing.
That's true.
Being a big kid.
Yeah, like, if you waste all your time or spend all your
accomplishing things
and not really living the life or
what's the point?
Enjoying the fruits of your labor, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that one. I liked the would you rather.
That was good. Yeah.
So, yeah, before we get into our Ask Gaming Babe, we want to tell you about our next sponsor.
That's right, y'all. So we're going to tell you about Magic Spoon. We've actually talked to you about them before. Mm-hmm. So if you like cereal, raise your hand. Yeah.
Me.
Or put a little hand raise in the,
right.
in, you know, emoji or whatever. But yeah, so cereal, I mean, cereal is just something that we love in our house. Mm-hmm. And Magic Spoon comes in to, you know, be able to give you a cereal that, you know, you can eat and not feel bad about eating. So if you're trying to, you know, cut down, you know, carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, then, you know, you're probably like, man, I can't eat any cereal. Like, because,
lies.
Like, but lies, Magic Spoon. So cool stuff about them. They actually have four different flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Zero sugars.
That's good.
11 grams of protein. It's pretty crazy. And 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So that's crazy low. It tastes amazing. You know, honestly, too good to be true. Not what you're expecting. You're thinking it's not gonna be good.
It's actually really good.
Take a bite and you're like, okay, I can eat this. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. I would say my favorite flavor is probably the fruity.
Mine too.
Yeah, I think it's probably. I mean, the other ones are good, but you know,
fruity
gives you all these good flavors. It's pretty awesome. So we want you to go and actually check out magicspoon.com/LMO to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code LMO at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So that's magicspoon.com/LMO and use the code LMO for free shipping. And we just want to thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah.
And we want you to check them out. Yes.
Check them out. Okay. So, we'll do a quick Ask Gabe and Babe.
Yes, quick Ask Gabe and Babe.
Okay. So, this is from Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous.
What up, Anonymous? We have a lot of names that are anonymous.
You're so
it's
funny.
So cool.
It's not something, it's everything. I am currently back and forth about needing a break from my marriage. To start from the beginning, we have been together for 13 years and married for 4 years. We hit a bit of a rough patch after the birth of our first child 2 years ago. The transition into being a parent was a jarring experience for me, and I went through a period of not feeling like myself, needing to figure out what the new me as a mother would look like. We discovered a few major issues that we needed to work through and figured out towards the end of last year. Right as I felt we were starting to make a bit of an upward movement, my mother passed away very suddenly. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
With her not only being my mother, but also being the only occasional help I got with my daughter, this was a major blow to my life. If it wasn't enough, this happened right before we enter the overall craziness of 2020. Quarantine started right before the therapy appointment I had scheduled after months of trying to find a therapist I felt comfortable with. I rejected virtual therapy at first, but once I finally came around to it, our schedules no longer aligned, so now I'm back to square one. I feel like it is almost impossible for me to work on my marriage in my current mental and emotional state, and it seems that every time I try to take a step to improve my situation, I get knocked down. Although we both have things we need to work on, I feel like it's unfair to confront my husband about things that I perceive to be his issues when I don't feel like I am currently giving full effort on my end. I feel like I need to take a break. Overall, I just feel like my general life situation is making it impossible for me to see my marriage for what it really is. I'm to the point where I feel like I need to step away to work on myself as a woman and mother and free myself from the responsibility of being a wife because I don't feel like I can be a good one. I fall asleep most nights feeling like I am failing at being a wife, and it is taking a toll on me. I am fully aware that this could result in him moving on completely because that could be his choice, but I feel stuck, and I don't think where I am is fair to him. Signed, Anonymous.
Okay.
Okay. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending it in.
Yes, it absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, sorry to hear about your mother.
Yes.
I mean.
So after reading that, my first question is, are your thoughts of not being a good wife and not being enough are valid? So I don't want to seem like I am invalidating them. But I also wonder if this is something that you two have talked about and he has verbally told you that you're not doing, or is it an eternal feeling?
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Because a lot of times we can, you know, think that people are feeling one way or thinking one way when really it's just us. So my question would be like, is that something you guys have actually talked about, or do you just feel that way? Because I wouldn't just take a break if he doesn't feel like you're being a good wife. Does that make sense? You see what I'm trying to say?
Like, no, absolutely. I think that you can't. The worst thing that someone can do in any situation is assume they know what someone else thinks or how someone else feels. So if you don't know how he feels, then this could, like Gabriel said, this could be just an internal struggle you're having with yourself. You feel inadequate. Mm-hmm. Your self-esteem is low, or your self-image is hurt right now. And so you're taking that and you're catastrophizing it and making it into everybody feels this way. So if you've never said, hey, how do you think I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're my husband. I want you to think I'm doing good, but how do you feel I'm doing? And he confirms that, well, then you know that, you know what, I've got to work on myself, but I also need to figure out how I can, you know, maybe do better so he doesn't feel that way. But if he says, no, you're doing great, you're doing amazing, then that's an internal issue that you're dealing with. And it's valid to deal with that stuff. Yeah. I mean, we all beat ourselves up.
We are our worst critics sometimes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that, you know, yeah, you got to determine who it's coming from. Is it coming from... You know, is it coming just from you, or is it coming from, you know, from your husband?
And then also you mentioned, like, you feel like it's unfair to him for you to have to, like, work through your issues and get back to where you want to be. But also you have to look at it as, like, you know, this is your husband. Y'all have been together for a significant amount of years, and with marriage, it's, you know, for, you know, better or worse. Like, so as your husband, I think that you may be discounting him by, you know, like, oh, this is unfair for you. I got so much stuff I need to work through. But as your husband, I feel like he should be the one that's there helping you work through it. Like, it should be something where you guys, where he can come alongside you and be with you through this journey. Because it's like, you know, marriage is eternal. Like, it's not eternal, but marriage should be forever. It's not a thing where, man, I'm going through this depression and I just can't be married right now. And let me come back to you once I get myself right. Like, that's not really how it works. So I think
it shouldn't work
that way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there needs to be a separation. Like, that's a whole different thing. But I do feel like maybe giving him the opportunity to be there for you while you're going through this could be beneficial. So you don't feel like it's all on you, you know, like he should be your helpmate. So I don't know. Like, and you said that you guys had kind of went through a rough patch, but then you were getting better. So I think that, personally, I would keep searching for a therapist, keep searching for someone to talk to, because you definitely need that. But I wouldn't sacrifice your marriage for the sake of getting better, because I do think that you can work on the two at the same time.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think I just enjoyed watching her talk, her lips, lips, and so good. But no, I think this, absolutely. I mean, I think that you shouldn't try to deal with how you're feeling by yourself. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
So you should be able to take it to your husband and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm dealing with. This is just, I don't know why I fully feel this way. Maybe you do know why you feel, but just let him know that I you know, I need you. I need you mm-hmm. to be there for, I need you to, you know, can you help support me? Can we, you know, we work on this together? You know, I need you. And that should be something he's, you know, jumping to do. Like, yeah. you know, that's your, I mean, if, you know, that's the thing about marriage is that you shouldn't have to turn. Your first instinct shouldn't be to turn somebody outside of your marriage for help.
Yeah.
You should, if you, you know, you should be able to work together first, right? And then, you know, and then if you need help outside of that, obviously get it. But you have someone right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely, I think that you are, you know, you're taking too much on yourself. You're thinking that you have to be perfect. You have to fix yourself. Yeah. You have to fix these issues all by yourself so that your husband can, you know, get the wife that he deserves. Well,
that's not how it works.
Like,
not how it works. It's almost like saying I need a break from my kid to become a better parent. No.
No.
Like, you can't do that. No, you know what I'm saying?
You are a good mother. Mm-hmm. You are a good wife. You're just dealing with stuff right now.
Yeah.
And everybody does.
Yeah.
But if your husband, you know, is the husband that, you know, that you know, it's your ride or die, right? I mean,
it should be. Right.
And if he is that person to you, then you should be able to go to him and say, look, I'm not at my best right now.
Mm-hmm. I need your help.
I need your help. I want to be my best.
Yeah.
But I need your help because you deserve that. The kids deserve it. And more importantly, you deserve that.
You deserve it.
You deserve to be Absolutely. The best version of you.
Absolutely. And it was kind of confusing because you were like, your mom was the only type of outside help you got with. You were saying, like, in addition to your husband. Because I wanted to make sure I wasn't reading that, like, he's not helping at all with the baby. That's a whole nother thing. But it was weird, like, the way that read. I'm like, well, is he not helping? Is he not there? And, I mean, he could be, but he could not be. Maybe I'm just reading that the wrong way. But, yeah, so it seems like maybe you're putting a lot of your thoughts about yourself. You're projecting them onto him, and he might not necessarily feel that way. So, I would say it is a conversation to definitely have.
Absolutely.
About how does he feel about your wifely abilities, and however he feels, you know, let him explain or you know let him express that freely. But then you know tell him how you feel, and it's like you know I want to be the best wife for you, but right now it's a struggle.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, what can we do together to work through this? Because I don't advise you trying to do things separately in a marriage. Like, that. Take advantage of being in that marriage and having someone there to help you. So
we always say that, like, you know, just the people that choose to deal with things separately in a marriage, it's just for me, it is adding to a disconnection mm-hmm. that's possibly there already or a disconnection that's going to be there.
Yeah.
If you continue to face battles and do things on your own, like big things we're talking about, right? Like, you know, like then to me, it means the communication. For me, it just feels like the communication is not necessarily where it could be.
Yeah, and you risk like just creating a bigger wedge where it doesn't have to be. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
So
hopefully that helps. We obviously don't know everything, but keep us updated on how things go. Praying that you find a therapist and you find someone to talk to because that is imperative. Like, you got to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. Even, you know, even after talking, you and your husband have good communication, mm-hmm. keep, you know, make sure that communication is good and talk things, but it's okay to reach out to a therapist as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, but definitely start there with your husband and
yeah, I say stick with it. Don't run.
2020 has been a year that has been really, you know, a rough year for everybody just in general, right? Mm-hmm. So all these outside factors that have made it, you know,
even worse,
and then, you know, so you just don't let 2020 be, you know, the year that you know that you walk away, you know, give it a shot. Give it a shot. It seems like you want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Seems that you know, that's what you want to be happy. But give it a shot.
Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful. If any of you listening are watching it, if you are listening or watching and you have advice for Anonymous, feel free to leave that in the comments. You know, what you think about the situation.
Absolutely.
If you guys have any dilemmas, situations, whatever it is that you would like to have our opinion on, we are not experts. All we can do is tell you how we think.
We'll opinionize it, okay?
Right. So feel free to send those in. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with the hashtag AskGabeAndBabe, and we will get to that. I think that's all we got for today.
I think so. So we would love if you keep up with us on social. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and here on YouTube.
Yes.
We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you watching. Mm-hmm. We
love y'all.
Love y'all. And we are excited to hopefully now soon be back in this house. Hopefully. Maybe one more episode in this hotel here. Okay?
Maybe one more. And yes. That should be it. Okay.
That's right.
Should be it. So yeah, we love y'all and we will talk to you next time.
That's right.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.